Good day, I'm Paige Estritori reporting on behalf of Financial Services Online, your resource for personal and business insurance. Today, on our weekly insurance news wrap, we bring you the top stories in the industry from the past week. A significant shaking is anticipated in the insurance industry as the Australian Capital Territory, or ACT, addresses the rising insurance costs crippling businesses and community groups. A comprehensive study led by the Legislative Assembly's Standing Committee on Economics, Industry, and Recreation, will delve into this issue. Tymus Werner-Gibbings, the committee chair, aims to provide potential recommendations for enhancements of insurance industry practices. The inquiry will focus on exploring issues such as public liability claim trends, the role of litigation, and obstacles agencies face when securing insurance. More so, how do insurers assess risk in a world becoming more sensitive to climate change impacts? And how can public sector policy models step in to assist community organizations? This follows reports by the Canberra Business Chamber of unsustainable premium hikes, putting ACT businesses at a disadvantage. If this story affects you or you would like your voice heard, submissions are open until March 14th. Now, moving from government intervention to a battle between a homeowner and an insurer, our next story reminds us of the necessity of taking insurance matters seriously. Last week, the storm that hit Brisbane in February 2022 became the center of a contention between homeowners and their insurer, Auto & General. After denying a storm damage claim on grounds of pre-existing damage, Auto & General was ordered by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, AFCA, to pony up. They were ordered to apologize and pay $2,000 in compensation to the affected homeowner. An oversight being the accusation of the homeowner misrepresenting the state of their property, a point that was later contested successfully, highlighting inaccurate claims by the insurer's evaluator, Builder PB. AFCA sided with the homeowner, putting on record that the said home was in good condition at the time of policy renewal, and directing Auto & General to rectify these procedural lapses to avoid such lengthy disputes in the future. Those were the major headlines in this week's insurance news wrap. Use these stories as reminders to stay informed and prepared. For more on these stories and to stay up to date with the latest news, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estritori on behalf of Financial Services Online, and as always, stay insured, stay safe.